In the days when more people kept track of phone numbers on little cards on their desks, people called Hal Wilner the man with the golden Rolodex. He was a music producer, and he could call Elvis Costello or Bono and bring them into a project on a moment's notice. Wilner was a music coordinator for Saturday Night Live. He was the creative force behind tribute albums and concerts. He died from COVID-19 this past April while working on his final project, which has just been released. Allison McCabe reports.
Hal Wilner was a shy, quirky kid from Philadelphia, the son of a Holocaust survivor who turned to music and popular culture to take him to a happier place.
His knowledge was tremendous of culture and of music and of art. Old TV commercials and the Three Stooges and just weird old stuff that he was fond of.
That's Chris Stein, who co-founded the new wave band Blondie. Wilner had arrived in New York at 18 and fell in love with the city's gritty glamour. By the time he met Stein around 1980, he was already cooking up his first dream project, a tribute to Nino Rota, who composed the music for Federico Fellini's films. For a suite from La Dolce Vita, Wilner paired such jazz notables as Sharon Freeman and Mulhall Richard Abrams with Stein and Debbie Harry.
Do-do-do-do-do. And he proposed it, and it happened to be one of my favorites.
Seamlessly blending disparate musical styles and personalities became Wilner's trademark. He produced a tribute album to Disney music that paired the Sun Ra Orchestra with Harry Nilsson.
Zippity-doo-dah! Zippity-yay!
Wilner's Thelonious Monk album cast jazz saxophonist Gary Window with rock musician Todd Rundgren. The producer's eclectic tastes were grounded in his childhood memories, as Wilner told NPR in 1988.
I was born in 1956, so when I was growing up listening to music, my tastes changed all the time. When I was a kid, it was rock and roll, then it was jazz, and it was folk, and it was classical.
Wilner's approach was always about experimentation, says Todd Rundgren.
The idea was just don't do what you would normally do. Don't ape the original. Think as revolutionary in a way as you possibly can.
Rundgren is on Wilner's final project, Angel Headed Hipster, a tribute to the late Mark Bolan. Rundgren collaborated with Steely Dan's Donald Fagen.
Oh, the pirate queen, perchance to dream, she used my head like an exploder. A planet queen, world's the same, I am to blame. She used my head like a revolver.
Hal Wilner's longtime manager, Rachel Fox, who supervised the completion of the album, says Wilner approached each project almost as though he were casting a film or theater production.
With the live shows, with the albums, he always talked about casting. Yes, there was the who are we going to get to do this song? And of course, the label is going to say we want this super famous person and that super famous person. But he saw it as a story to tell. And the cast would always involve different characters.
One of the artists Wilner called for the Angel-Headed Hipster project was Helga Davis, who's primarily worked in avant-garde theater. Wilner encouraged her to approach Bolan as a poet, not the glam rocker best known for Bang a Gong.
The thing that is so dope is the lyrics. We make feasties of the beasties, but the beasties just live in the wild. You know that you're slower now, and you were faster when you were a child.
You know.
The album was slated for release this past May to coincide with Mark Bolan's induction into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. But the ceremony was postponed by the pandemic, and by late March, Wilner had already been diagnosed with COVID-19. He died on April 7th, one day after his 64th birthday. Todd Rundgren says he lost more than a longtime collaborator.
We would spend holidays together. He was at my wedding. I remember being in different parts of the world with him. You know, just hanging out. Yeah, it was, for me, the loss of a family member. It was worse than even losing a friend.
Everyone wanted to talk about Wilner, the way he always made artists feel like they were doing him a favor, realizing after he died that it was the other way around. Beth Orton, like many musicians, worked with Wilner for over 2 decades.
He seemed to understand everyone he worked with better than they understood themselves, possibly. He always pulled out the best in people, or he allowed people to be who they were.
Hal Wilner may have been the man with the golden Rolodex, but everyone says he was also a mensch with a golden imagination and a heart to match. For NPR News, I'm Allison McCabe.